interesting is that the national figure from now to 2030 is a record 4.55 billion investment. That's in further and higher education. And of course, that's the department where I am a Minister of State. And what was really important to me was that this investment was spread regionally. So it is the largest investment ever. But the question is, you know, what does it mean for the regions? And we can see that this investment will have a very significant impact on what we call the Western and Northwestern regions. And I think it's important to be said that the investment is about confidence in those regions, in our young people and in the workforce, because they are the people who will benefit from it. And if we look, for example, at ATU, which is Atlantic Technological University, and that stretches from the north of Donegal right down to Galway, we see that there is significant investment, very significant investment in ATU Letterkenny on the new veterinary school. They're sharing that with the Southeast Technical College. But we're looking at somewhere between 100 and 150 million. And that's a really big program. And then, of course, in Sligo, we have the pharmacy program, which is supported under the Healthcare Education and Activation Program. And again, you know, programs don't have to be just in Donegal for Donegal people to benefit. As long as they're in the region, they're close enough and people can access them. Because I know, of course, for people living in Donegal, access is always an issue. But we also have under the same program what we call the Donegal Public-Private Partnership Project, again in Letterkenny, and that's currently under construction. And again, the funding to complete that program is guaranteed. And then under what we call the ETBs, the Education and Training Boards, we have investment in Finn Valley College. That's under the Strategic Infrastructure and Upgrade Program to expand and modernise the facilities. And I just want to say, they're the big ticket items. There's funding available for upgrading, modernisation across the sector. And that will be drawn down by different colleges, different places over the next number of years. But the important point is that this investment is a significant investment in the regions.
And there has been other investment announcements today in terms of the Smart Regions investment funding, and that sort of looks at technological development, which again would fall under your remit in innovation.
Well, it doesn't quite follow directly under my remit, but we're talking about Smart Regions Enterprise Innovation Fund. It is a different department, but I think what it shows is that the investment in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal is very significant. Of 18 million projects nationally, there's well over 2 million invested. And that's a really significant investment if you look at our population base. And, you know, in previous times, we'd be trying to keep up and catch up. But in this context, you know, per capita, for the number of people we have here, that is a very significant investment and doing better than other parts of the country. And all that means is we are beginning to catch up because there's a lot of catching up to do. But there's three different investments in Donegal. I won't go into them now, but they indicate, and there's three in Leitrim and I think one in Sligo. So that indicates, as I said, well over 2 million, 2.5 million investment out of 18 million nationally, that we are certainly punching above our weight.